Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. Another tight end got a whole bunch of money.
Ooh.
We'll talk about that. NBA playoff conversation in 20 minutes. Just an absolute embarrassment last night as the Cavs beat the Heat by 55 points. I mean, just, you know, I don't know. Anyway, we'll get to that and the games tonight as well. Also, there was a really good game last night between the Rockets and the Warriors, and then we will get to the back page with Bo.
Andy, I got to get us the City Boys. I got to get us another win, okay? Because we win whenever we get something right and our wife don't, right?
Yep. How are we doing?
So can you return something without a receipt if they have your credit card information that you pay for the thing?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to tell her this because what happened was
Depends on where, probably, but I think so.
Friday night, okay, we were all hanging out, getting ready for the party the next day, and I had my iPad. I was watching a game or something out there and bashing. Everybody was running around, so it started raining. So I'm like, okay, let me get them in the house and everything, and I left my damn iPad on the table outside.
Pulled an old brick.
Yes. It rains on the and I'm like in the house. I'm like, where's my iPad? It's outside getting rained on and everything like that. All right, so bring it in the house bunk, and it won't charge. And it said it got water damage and all this stuff. So I'm just
brutal.
Like, oh, brutal. Goodness gracious. So I said, I wait to say, you know what I did? I put it in a Ziploc bag, one of them big Ziploc bags with rice in it.
With some rice, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought that worked.
Yeah, well, it's at least a good strategy.
Yeah, I thought it would work. All right, so then let's let it stay overnight. Saturday, wake up, try to plug it in. It will not charge. And then all day Sunday, went charged. So, like, okay, I got to get me a new iPad. So, I was like, I'll be back. I'm going to get me a new iPad. I'll be right back. So, I went, go buy the iPad. I got the receipt and everything, but I put the receipt in the bag with the iPad. I took it out, and I think I threw the bag away.
Yeah.
But the receipt was in the bag.
Yeah, that happens.
And so, this morning, I just go look at my old iPad because I love this thing. And I plug it in, and I'll be damned if it don't charge.
Finally dried out, huh?
Yes, it dried out, and it's charged. Okay. So, I'm telling my wife, I got to take the iPad back. No, I asked her, I said, can you take it back for me? And I gave the credit card and everything. She's like, well, where's the receipt? I said, I don't know if I have the receipt. And then I was like, well, they can look it up on my credit card, can't they? It's only a day and a half old.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so I'm about to go win this argument, Bunk. So hopefully I'm right.
I'm pretty sure you're going to be.
I'm pretty sure they can find it with my credit card.
If you bought it from Costco, 100% you'd get your money back.
Right.
Like, without question. I don't know where you bought it from. So it might depend a little bit on that, but
I bought it at Walmart.
You should be fine.
You think so?
Yeah, you should be fine. I mean, you bought it with a credit card, and you're going to bring the credit card back.
Right.
You know, I mean, you're going to have proof that you did it, and it was 2 days ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like you're trying to flip it for store credit or something.
No.
Walmart
store credit, Andy.
Yeah. Well, they sell Busch Light there.
Yeah, they do. They do. They're actually the closest vendor to my home.
they're actually one of the premier vendors of Busch Light, I think, in the country.
Yeah, man, because everywhere else.
I guarantee Walmart sells more Busch Light than any other store in the country.
I would probably think so, Buck. Yeah. I've given my fair share to the one over here off of Lawrenceville Highway.
They not only sell Busch Light, like the product, they also sell Busch Light accessories. Like, you can get a tank top, you can get a cowboy hat that says Busch Light on it.
Yes.
I think they had, you know, like beach chairs. They got all kinds of flags. You can get any of the Busch Light accessories you might need. I got another City Boys win. I don't know if it's a male. It's not a man, but it's a male. A male guinea pig named Randy broke into the female only enclosure and impregnated 100 of them.
Hell yeah, Randy.
So there you go. So City Boys are up times two today.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
Hell yeah, Randy. Randy right there. Drop it. Oh, ooh,
holding it down for his namesake.
Yeah, man. Dropping it.
Male guinea pig named Randy broke into the female-only enclosure and impregnated 100 of them.
Damn,
how
dog!
How many do you think there were? Were there 100 of them? Or was he picky? Like, did he leave 200 behind? Like, what was he doing?
He is a pimp. That's all I know.
That's why we played the 50 Cent song.
Randy must have been like the pimp guinea pig.
Guinea pimp is what he is.
Guinea pimp, that's what he is. A guinea damn pimp. Like, come on over here, Shirley, Carol. I bet he was singing that. So I bet he was singing DMX song to her.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, I'm serious. No, he was singing. No, he was like DMX. It was Linda Felicia.
Or Pete Pablo.
Yeah, he would take it down them damn guinea pigs. I like it. Hey, Red, you all right with me?
There we go.
That ain't yours now, so don't be leaving them.
Yeah, you got to take care of
them. You got to take care of them now, Randy.
That's part of it.
Yeah, you got to take care of Randy.
All right, let's get to another
film. Triple the population of guinea pigs.
Let's get to another film. Congratulations to George Kittle, 49ers tight end.
Man.
Agrees to a new four-year contract extension worth $76.4 million. I mean, this felt like kind of a no-brainer. I know he was kind of going back and forth with them. He didn't show up to the off-season workout program, whatever. I mean, it's so early in the off-season, but good for him, good for them. Seems like the right thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, good for him. He 19.1. He just now is the highest paid tight end in ball by $100,000, like as these dudes like to do nowadays, which is so cool.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, he is. He's a premier player at that position. Hell, no, he's a premier player in the league. George Kittle's a bad somebody, man. Tough, rugged, catches the ball, blocks his ass off, just everything that you want in a football player. And so, you know, now does that? What does that do? I mean, if you're gonna re-sign him. What does that do for Brock Purdy?
Yep.
I know they're still working on an extension for him. This lowers probably some stuff as far as trying to get it up under the 1 year manageable with as far as the cap, and then you go from there. But yeah, good for George, man. Good for George. I know he wants to be there now. I thought there was a possibility that he was going to ask because he's a Nashville guy. Would he ask to go to the Tennessee Titans? But you would think they look like they might be trying to rebuild, but they did say they bring a big Trent back. It was just the whole Debo thing, so you're everybody else because they were so top heavy as far as money bunk.
Yeah.
Like they couldn't pay everybody. What did they do with Christian McCaffrey?
Well,
they lost
a couple of the guys off the defense over the last couple of years, too.
Yeah.
Just because, they win all those games with Purdy, they were able to pay everybody. And they pulled over the last couple of years. And then, you know what it is. You just said his name. If McCaffrey's healthy, they're a championship game. If McCaffrey's hurt, they're not even in the playoffs. Like that's how big of a deal it is to them. And I don't know. If you can count on him being healthy going forward, it's a real crapshoot. Hey, the command. Good for DC. Like,
yeah, man, I saw that.
Good for Commanders. It's amazing the difference that ownership makes. Like admitted, competent ownership can make. The Commanders have reached a new deal for a new stadium at the old RFK Stadium site, which is like the site of when they were the Redskins. They were really, three Super Bowls and really one of the great franchises, Joe Gibbs and all that. There's other details that are so, like, the owners are paying for, like, 80% of it, which is really nice. It's almost completely privately funded, which is great. They're going on the right. Dan Quinn is there at the absolute right time.
Yeah, man. And, I mean, I think the biggest thing, I mean, because everybody knows, it's toxic, man. I played what came from Washington. They're like, man, it's different, you know, and it's all about – you know, trying to get that virus out of the league, man. And everybody was so sick of Dan Snyder. And finally, they get him up out of it. You got some good leadership. That's a great fan base, great area of the country, great tradition as far as a football program. And now they're going to get a situation where they're going to – because their stadiums are crap. All right.
And it's not like RFK was some palace either.
RFK was a dump.
Yeah, it was like the worst
stadium
ever. It
was a dump. And then the one they play in now – is a dump.
You know how many playoff games they've hosted at FedEx Field in the 25 years that it's existed?
One?
Four.
Oh, no, you know what? Tom Brady went there when RG3 got hurt against
RG3
Seattle.
RG3 game, yeah.
It was a couple of, okay. But no.
Last year they got one, right?
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, but no, that place is a dump.
It's a dump.
Yeah.
Good for them. All right, here's Ian Rappaport. Now that the dust has settled a little bit on the draft, and I think we can probably count the Browns out since they drafted two quarterbacks, signed Joe Flacco, felt like the Kirk Cousins possibility there, but they got a lot going on. Here's Ian Rappaport on what happens next for Kirk Cousins.
The more this goes, I kind of think he's going to be the Falcons' backup, which, like, there's no source on that because the Falcons have told us this from the beginning. It's just we kind of, like, just didn't believe them, it feels like. But I think, I mean, he's got family in Atlanta. I believe his kids have grandparents in Atlanta. I think it's his wife's family, but I'm not sure. But anyway, he's got family in Atlanta. He's got no trade clause. I'm not sure he's going to go anywhere unless, like, something crazy happens where he would be able to go be the starter.
Seems like only one, well, I guess two possibilities, Atlanta being the one of them. It seems like only one kind of real logical landing spot now after the draft, given what other teams did.
Right.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, or right? And you include this spot here. Yeah,
Pittsburgh or Atlanta.
Or he waits till somebody gets hurt.
Right.
I think that's. I mean, right now that to me that just seems like you know it's one of those things where when and it usually happens this way, Bunk, when they get on the grass. And what I mean by that is, how do the OTAs and stuff look as far as who's at quarterback for this team, Mason Rudolph? And
yeah, wouldn't you think that the Steelers would want to get the guy who's going to start for them in there, whether it's Aaron Rodgers or Kirk? Or,
yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
If you look at going with Mason Rudolph and those guys, which is not a good plan, but like, at least know.
Yeah, that's what I said. When, you know, when they get on the grass, OTAs, maybe mini camp, they look at him like, oh, hell.
They need to see him in person again before they know.
Sometimes, man. Sometimes it works like that,
but
man.
He played there. They've already seen him in person.
I know, man. But I mean, sometimes it's just like that, dog. And I couldn't tell you, like, what they're waiting on, because you would think, we got Mason Rudolph as our starter. Right now he's a starter.
He is.
And
they drafted Will Howard in the sixth round, and they have Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, and they keep on saying they're comfortable because they've had Mason Rudolph in the building.
That would be the thing that makes me uncomfortable.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I can't never take nobody serious when you let a man beat you with your own helmet.
Yeah.
I don't care if it is Myles Garrett.
It is, but still, that's a big strike against you. Yeah. You know, people have come back. Like, Geno came back from getting his jaw broken by his teammate. We never thought we'd have Geno back.
That is true.
But that is true. I don't think Mason can. I don't think Mason can do that because he's also not good. You know,
yeah,
not very good at quarterback.
But I mean, hey, he's never went into the season as a starter. That could be a confidence thing for him.
Could be.
Yeah, right.
Or maybe they could trade for Kirk Cousins.
Maybe.
Then they have.
I would love to see them trade for Kirk Cousins because I mean we ain't got to talk about him no more.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
That'd be awesome.
Kirk and Arthur Smith.
We don't have to talk about him now.
I know, but
yeah,
we don't.
Yeah. But he hasn't forgotten to play football, as he like to always tell people.
Forgot last year for like a month.
Last year, to tell people that I'm kind of banged up. Might want to get somebody in here to give us a better chance of winning.
Okay.
Don't get me started, man.
No, see? I don't. See? Well, the six segment's over.
See you to Remy Hot.
We just had we had some new stuff. Ian Rappaport said that, and he's one of the insiders. It's not some outsider.
Just Remy Hot, yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Got to get you fired up, man. Fired up. We'll talk some NBA playoffs coming up next. The Heat are done. They got swept. They got
Goodness
beat by 55
gracious.
Yesterday. Like, everyone in the whole organization should be ashamed of what happened yesterday. And then the Warriors and the Rockets were a really fun game again last night. Like, the whole series has been pretty
good. How the hell Draymond just keeps standing games?
We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.